Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that you will guide us as we feed on your word and lead us into the things that you would like to reveal to us today. Our reading this morning is 1 Timothy 3, verse 16, NLT translation. Without question, this is the great mystery of our faith. Christ was revealed in a human body and vindicated by the Spirit. He was seen by angels and announced to the nations. He was believed in throughout the world and taken to heaven in glory. Other versions speak of great mystery of godliness. Good morning, saints. Christ was revealed in human body when he was born as a baby. We don't know the exact date, but traditionally we celebrate in December. He was vindicated by the Spirit. And vindicated means shown or proven to be right, reasonable, or justified. You can see in the ministry of Jesus that he was backed by Father and the Spirit in the miracles that he did and in the wisdom that he showed in dealing with people. He spoke to them directly and clearly, but always in love. And what he said caused people to respond in love, unless of course they had a problem with pride or one of those things, and then they responded by crucifying him. He was seen by angels. The angels sang like a choir at his birth, and there were angels available just before his death. If he had wanted to get out of the crucifixion, he could have just asked for help, and we don't know how many angels would have been there to help him out of the situation. He just said legions. Throughout his ministry, he drove out demons, and they all recognized him. And so when it says he's seen by angels, he was also seen by the fallen angels. He's been announced to the nations. Missionaries have gone out to various nations of the world. And it also says that he was believed in throughout the world. And by the time he comes back, he will be believed in throughout the world, as it says. Because that's the target, that's the aim, that everyone should hear the gospel throughout the world so they have the choice to believe. And in some places in the world, they are hearing about Jesus through dreams and visions as well. So it's not only the spoken word through human beings, although that is the great bulk of the effort, but Jesus is reaching out to those who are predestined to believe in him. And those are the ones that he knows will respond to his message in love. And of course, after his resurrection, he ascended into heaven in glory. And that's already happened. And he will be coming back in the same way. Basically, the clouds hid him from sight. And the clouds will reveal him to our sight when he comes back. Because he's coming through there. So that's the long and short of our verse. Speaking of godliness requires speaking of salvation, because without the one you can't have the other. And salvation, as in John 1:12, but to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the authority, power, privilege, right to become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. Speaking of godliness, 1 Timothy 4:8 tells us, for bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. 1 Timothy 6 verse 6 also tells us, now godliness with contentment is great gain. Speaking of salvation, Jesus himself said in Matthew 7 verse 19 to 23, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Nobody wants to hear those words. We all would like to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So what is it that Jesus expects us to do? in Matthew 28, verse 18 and 19. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Jesus himself said he was about his Father's business. And so we should also be about our Father's business. In James 1, 26-27, in the TPT, if someone believes they have a relationship with God but fails to guard his words, then his heart is drifting away and his religion is shallow and empty. True spirituality that is pure in the eyes of our Father God is to make a difference in the lives of orphans and widows in their troubles, and to refuse to be corrupted by the world's values. In this case, orphans can mean fatherless or comfortless. So when we are encouraging and helping people who are fatherless or comfortless, then we are doing God's work. So let us arise and shine, and let our lights shine in this world that needs God's love so very badly. And the darkness cannot stop light, because darkness is nothingness and light is energy particles. And so no matter how dark it is around you, just know this, that the light that you are shining can drive away the darkness, and the darkness can do nothing about the light, because the light that we are reflecting is God's light, the light of His love, His word, His mercy, His grace, His truth. So do not fear. There are troubles in this world, but Jesus has overcome the world.